This episode is brought to you by CarMax. Don't just settle for a car. Buy one you know you'll love. CarMax has upfront pricing and an unbeatable love it or return it 30-day money-back guarantee. Up to 1,500 miles. So you can shop with confidence and spend 30 days falling in love with your next car. And the way you feel behind the wheel. That's car buying reimagined. Start shopping now to find a car you'll love at CarMax.com.
At Fred Meyer, everyone wins when it comes to saving big. Because when you order online through the Fred Meyer app, you get the same great prices, deals, and rewards on pickup or delivery that you do in store with no hidden fees or markups. Best of all, you'll know when items in your cart have a coupon, so you never miss a deal. So whether you're a delivery lover, picker-upper, or you shop in store, no matter how you shop, you'll always save big at Fred Meyer. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Today's show is brought to you by Schick Quado. These days, it's not that hard to get a good shave for your face. But what about the face sticking out of your chest? That's where the Schick Quado comes in. The Schick Quado has five stainless steel blades all angled for maximum efficiency, which is important when you're shaving a weird, twisting face on your stomach upside down. Go to schickquado.net for more information and use promo code QuadoLikesFriends for an extra razor blade. Schick Quado. Get that second face looking good. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we go through each and every episode of the show one by one and recap the episodes, and we're going to do another episode coming up next, so stay tuned and get ready to meet the friends. All right, welcome back to Meet My Friends the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling.
And I'm Pat Byrne, engineer and your friend. And I want to thank Josh Cantor, who did the music, of course. I've been meaning to thank him for doing his thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, his busy schedule, he doesn't have to do it, but I just thought we were going to thank.
No. Okay. It's fine. Okay. There's just a certain kind of pacing I do for the beginning of the thing. I'll throw it over. Well, you already introduced yourself, so I'm not going to throw it over to you twice. Today's episode is called The One with Phoebe's Husband, Season 2, Episode 4. And this was written by Alexa Young and directed by Gail Mancuso. And this episode aired on October 12th, 1995. What is this episode about? It turns out Phoebe's married to Duncan, who's played by Steve Zahn, a gay friend of hers who needed a green card. So Phoebe actually loved him, and she finds those feelings of affection returning. And 6 years later, Duncan is back, and she's starting to feel things for him again. And turns out he wants a divorce. Why? Because he has realized that he's not actually gay. And he wants to get married to someone else. The revelation of Phoebe's secret marriage makes everybody all the other friends kind of go back and forth and throw each other's business out on the table. Including that Monica's underwear is hanging from a telephone. There's an underwear hanging from a telephone pole outside the apartment, and it turns out it's Monica's from when she hooked up with Fun Bobby. Chandler, it's revealed, has a third nipple. And it turns out Joey was in a porno movie, not as an adult film actor, but as a non-performing performer. A guy just playing an office worker in a in a movie, and then later they watch the movie and talk about it. And Ross, meanwhile, is nervous because he's looking to hook up with his girlfriend, who he has yet to become intimate with, Julie, and he's trying to get over the hump with that because he's feeling some residual anxiety from his previous marriage, that his wife basically became a lesbian partway through, and he's feeling insecure. It's making him feel insecure, and he turns to Rachel and asks questions. Rachel still is pining for Ross, so she starts giving him bad advice and says you should keep waiting and not do anything with Julie. And Joey gives conflicting advice, and the two of them, Ross and Julie, eventually do have intercourse. And despite Rachel's best attempt to sway Ross. And this episode is a little bit of a weird one. The Rachel stuff is a bummer in this one. I feel like she's a little vindictive against Ross, and who's really just trying to have a relationship with Julie, fair and square. Neither of them are doing anything wrong, and she is a little mean to both of them. The Joey stuff with the porn movie is funny. The Chandler stuff with the third nipple is funny, and the Phoebe marriage stuff is good and a little sad in its own way. It's a weird episode, but still a good episode. I do want to say that today's episode is brought to you by the Schick Quarto. One of the hardest things to do in life is to have a conjoined face on your chest because of some kind of weird Martian space deal. And the hardest part of that hard part is giving that face a good shave. And that's why you need to get the Schick Quarto. It's the state-of-the-art razor that has 5 stainless steel blades designed to give you the best shave of your conjoined face's life. And it's got a reversible handle, which allows you to shave those hard-to-reach spots upside down. Go to schickquarto.net for more information and use promo code QUATOLIKESFRIENDS for an extra razor. And it's not expensive, so you can open your mind without opening your wallet. Schick Quarto. Get that second face looking good. Yes. Do you, Pat, have this episode aired on October 12th, 1995?
Sure do, Tom. I got the This Day in Friends History. So October 12th, 1995 was also the day that the American actor David McLean, known for appearing in Marlboro advertisements as, of course, the Marlboro Man, died. He passed away of lung cancer at age 73.
Okay. These facts are kind of swinging between either it's the Batman movie premiere or the Unabomber manifesto or...
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots, shots, shots!
What? Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Does that.
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
The kid from Wonder's birthday 11 years early, or look, we can review.
Want more like a Batman style?
We'll talk about.
Okay.
We'll just talk. We're finding it. And look, the other guy who was here, who I'm not, please. Jason.
Yeah.
It took a while to find. I don't know if I ever found. I think we're miles ahead of where the show was at when he was here. Sound clips? He didn't have them by this point.
Nope.
And he made me feel bad for even asking for them.
That's wrong.
And he was probably trash talking me by this point.
I'll answer that. He was.
He was. Okay. Yep. Did he do it to you? Did he?
He talked to me about you many times, and I just was like,
about the show.
Zip. Yep. Didn't say anything.
Without getting too deep into it, what was he saying the show? What was like the stuff I heard that he was saying the show sucked and that I'm.
Yeah, he had a name for it, and, mm-hmm. and he often said to me, you know, like, did you catch this week's, you know, blanky show? And, you know, starts with SH. Mm-hmm. Okay. It wasn't like original of a name, but he just would, he never called it what it was called. He always called it that S show.
Okay.
All right. You know, well, did you catch it? Like that sort of
sure.
thing.
So he started early on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, look, am I perfect? No, definitely not. Never said I was, never try to be perfect. I can only do what I do. Are there still things about this show that can be improved? Yes, absolutely. The thing that helps you improve a thing is just a positive attitude can make
and
the
excitement,
difference, right?
And it's happening.
Yeah.
The show's getting better every time, I think.
Thank you. Do you have any thoughts or anything about this episode?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great thing to note that this is, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think the first female written and directed episode. With Alexa Jung and Gail, I may butcher this last name, but Mancuso.
Yes.
Yeah, they were, you know, they tag teamed this as a female written and directed episode, and it's good, you know.
That's an interesting point. I didn't think about that.
There wasn't a lot of maybe other diversity, you know, mm-hmm. in the show, but this was good to get
yes.
the gender thing going.
Sure. You know? That's a great point. Now, let's go to the segments. Friends first. Wait, the sound is not right here. Hold on. Friends first. Okay, see, this is still the same clip.
You know what I want to try? I have the original thing I recorded it on.
Okay.
And maybe if I'm just in control of... you know, oh, I am in
sure.
control.
Okay.
I'm in front of the board, but I
fine. If you have a better source for the audio, I'll throw it over to you for each thing.
Okay. So,
all right.
Just a second here, Tom.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Do you have any more mid-roll to read?
No,
that's
like a. But see, that's not a.
What?
I thought you were gonna have something. You actually have like a cassette.
This is what I recorded it on.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well.
So it's side to side. Uh-huh. You know, so this is. Okay. So if I just fast forward a little.
Okay. Yeah, fast. Could you please just.
All right. And then which one is this?
Friends first.
Just make sure. Yep. Okay. Let's do it. Ready?
Friends first. Yeah. No. Oh, it's up. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Channels are up.
You know what? Let me just flip the side over. Okay.
Friends first.
Hey, I'm going to call you right back. I'm recording that thing.
It's a Friends first. Friends first.
No, see, that's...
I thought I mean... Right,
so let's just skip the sounds.
Yeah, it was... When I had it on the other side, I was technically rewinding that side. So then it mm-hmm. went back okay. to the way it was, you know.
I don't know why you would think a cassette deck would be better, more...
I'd like to know...
This is what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
We're going to hit pause on okay. the bumpers for this episode.
Sure.
We're going to hit pause on them.
Fine.
You can tighten them up. Okay. You can go back. do whatever, but it just like,
sure.
Again, the turnaround was
breathtaking.
Breathtaking. Yeah. Thank you. Well, the quality, you got to just remember, we're doing these things. They have to be at a certain
sure.
quality level too.
If I may, I did write to Jason. Uh-huh. I did not CC you. I did not want you in maybe contact that uh-huh. way.
Okay.
I said, hey, I'm here. I'm at the studio. I'm going to record these things. I said, I'll be there tomorrow. No reply mm-hmm. then. So then I followed up when I'm here. You know, I didn't hear anything. The point is, I was kind of in the dark on this.
Uh-huh.
I don't do a lot of this stuff for the regular show.
Like the production.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, believe me, there's plenty of things I do.
And
there's plenty of things I do.
I never said there wasn't.
But no, Jason does this. So anyway, what I got was what I could see over my shoulder that time we were all in here.
Sure.
And I was frantically.
So it's a yes. Okay, again.
Yeah.
I'm not putting judgment on it.
No, I know.
The effort, A for effort.
Thank you. I'll take the A.
But it's got to be.
I'll take the A.
Okay. But we just have to keep the show at a certain quality level going forward in terms of the actual Friends First. I'm just going to jump into it.
Sure.
This is the first episode with Phoebe's name in the title. Fun Friends fact. Rachel asked Julie, what's exactly in a Cobb salad? And the funny thing is that Jennifer Aniston stated in a 2004 interview that her and Courtney Cox had a Cobb salad for lunch every day on set. Line of the episode. Phoebe says, I'm going to go meet Duncan. He's skating tonight at the Garden. He's in the Capades. Joey says, the ice Capades? And Chandler says, no, the gravel Capades. Yeah, the turns aren't as fast, but when Snoopy falls, funny. And that's that. Rank the episode. It's a very good episode. A little sad in the end seeing Rachel be so petty with Ross, who you actually got a feel for. He's trying to pick the pieces of his life back up. Phoebe's good in it. Chandler, again, funny. Joey's great in it. Rank the friends. Joey, Phoebe, Chandler, Ross, Monica, Rachel. Rachel in the bottom. Very rare. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of Meet My Friends, The Friends. My name is Tom. We will be back with another episode coming up soon. We're making our way through all 236 episodes of the show, so thanks.
Yes.
For listening, and we will be back soon. Just don't do the Siri. Let me just, because it's like if it's my thing, it's my show. And if you're going to do woo, it's like it's almost like you have to get the last word in, and it's just.
Okay.
I mean, it's. Again, I'm not putting judgment on this thing.
I know.
Trying to just do the thing.
I'm taking the note.
Yes.
Let's work. Again, we're a team.
Team might be.
We're a production team.
We're a
production team.
It's my show.
Right.
You're on the team.
Yeah, and we do a lot. We do.
We do. Everyone does a thing here. Yes. Thank you.